This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Paul Edwards. Cities across the country may soon be facing a water delivery crisis. With aging pipes and tougher rules for purity, water providers are anticipating billions of dollars in future upgrades. Many cities wonder if the solution may be finding someone else to run their water systems. Tamara Keith of member station KQED reports from Stockton, California.
Treated wastewater flows at 22,000 gallons a minute from the water treatment facilities in Stockton. This is the end of the line for the city's water systems that serve some 250,000 residents. And it's also the weak link in the system. In the coming years, these wastewater treatment facilities are going to need between $50 and $100 million in upgrades. In the control room of a nearby power plant fueled by wastewater sludge, Stockton's assistant city manager, Gary Ingram, explains how the city plans to deal with the looming expenses. Their answer? Privatization. This power plant is just one of many operations that may soon be taken over by a water management group partially owned by the German industrial giant RWE. Ingram says the city will still own all of its facilities. The private group will simply make the needed capital improvements and manage operations.
We did a detailed analysis on that, and it was determined that we'd save $175 million over the 20-year period future value. So that is one of the primary motivations, I believe. It's to save the taxpayers' money.
The Stockton City Council is now debating the 20-year, $600 million contract. It's the largest deal of its kind being considered anywhere in the country right now. And Ingram says much of the city leadership thinks it's a win-win.
As I see it, from an economic standpoint, it's a great benefit to the public.
In the U.S., only 15% of the public have their water needs served by private companies. European corporations, which dominate water management worldwide, are increasingly looking to this country as a hot new market for their industry. Rick Normand is executive director of a national nonprofit group that advocates privatization.
Somewhere in the neighborhood of 50 to 60% of the water infrastructure is going to have to be replaced within the next 10 years. So that's where public-private partnerships become an option as part of the solution for addressing the problem.
An independent analysis of Stockton's privatization plan found that there will be some savings, but they won't be nearly as great as the city is projecting. Savings that don't pan out, the prospect of rising water rates for consumers, and declines in service are just a few of the many concerns voiced by opponents to the plan, like local activist Dale Stocking.
There is a definite need for private business. There are areas, however, that do not lend themselves to bottom-line economics. Water is a life necessity. Water is not something that you put out for a profit mode.
Juliet Beck, a senior organizer with the consumer watchdog group Public Citizen, is helping Stockton residents and people in other cities across the nation who oppose privatization plans. She says Stockton is a test case for corporations eyeing U.S. water systems.
They expect to expand elsewhere once they've shown that they can have a viable contract in Stockton. They'll use it as a boilerplate elsewhere.
Recent moves by European corporations like RWE into the U.S. market have fueled a mini backlash. A half dozen cities in California and the Midwest are trying to buy back their water systems from private control. And the truth is, experts say no one really knows if privatization will solve the country's looming water delivery problems. Gary Wolf is with the Pacific Institute in Oakland, California.
We're stumbling around in the dark and people haven't figured out how to do this yet.
In Stockton, the city council is scheduled to vote on its privatization plan this week. Approval is likely, and local activists are promising to take the next step to try and overturn the vote with a referendum. For NPR News, I'm Tamara Keith in Stockton.